Hi.
Yes, I'm not Dr. Una, but my name is Cheta Anachuku and I'm her daughter. Before you get into the episode, I wanted to tell you about an amazing new masterclass my mom will be hosting on Thursday, April 18th at 6 p.m. EST, called The Top 3 Ways to Attract Patients to Your Private Practice in 2024. She will share the strategies that are working in her private practice and in the practices of her clients who are running seven-figure practices. It's not one to miss, so head over to save your spot at entremd.com/workshop. That's www.entremd.com/workshop. And be sure to share this with the private practice owners in your life. They will love you forever. Now, here's Dr. Una.
Hi, docs. Welcome to the EntreMD podcast, where it's all about helping amazing physicians just like you embrace entrepreneurship so you can have the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. I'm your host, Dr. Una. Well, hello, hello, everybody. This is a live recording of the EntreMD podcast. So thank you for coming on the show today. We are going to get into this. It's going to be so much fun because I'm going to be talking about the secret superpower of seven-figure entrepreneurs. So hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the EntreMD podcast. As always, super pumped to be in your ears. And I really love talking about seven-figure entrepreneurs, their habits, their skills, and all of those things because we do live in these exciting times where we have been convinced as physicians that we either cannot run really successful businesses, or if we do, you know, they're kind of sort of successful. Seven figures out of the realm of possibility. But the way I look at it, if you look at a lot of medical schools, you'll find out that their acceptance rate is somewhere between 1% and 3%. And the number of businesses that hit seven figures in annual revenue is 5%. So we've beat worse odds, right? And so if you do want to build a business, you can do this, right? Sometimes I hear people talk about things like, well, I don't need much. I don't really want to make a lot of money and all of those things. And the truth of the matter is the biggest benefit of entrepreneurship is not really the lives that are impacted, even though that is huge. It's not even the revenue you generate, right? Even though that's huge because it can create financial freedom for you and that will give you the freedom to live life, to practice medicine on your terms. The biggest reward of entrepreneurship is who you become in the process. And even if you've never thought about building a seven-figure business, I really want to invite you to embrace the thought, okay? Maybe not for the revenue itself, but because of who you have to become to pull it off, I can guarantee you, you will love that person. And I'm not saying you don't love yourself now, but it's amazing what entrepreneurship does. It really is one of the best personal development tools ever, okay? So when it comes to entrepreneurship, there is a superpower, a hidden superpower, a secret superpower I've discovered about ultra successful entrepreneurs. And it's something that gets overlooked. It's something that when I start talking about it, you'll be like, really, Dr. Una? But I want you to stay with me. I want you to stick with me so you can get this. And it is this thing called patience. Patience, right? And I really, you know, I want to read the dictionary definition of patience to you because this is really important, right? So patient means to be able to accept or tolerate delays, problems, or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. And I'm going to read that again, okay? Is being able to accept or tolerate delays, problems, or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. Now, why is this important? Why am I calling this a secret superpower? Because when it comes to entrepreneurship, there will be difficulties. There will be delays. There will be things that don't go according to plan. Like this is inevitable, right? If you're starting a business because you think you won't have that, you don't want to start a business. Like you don't, if you're like, I'm going to scale to seven figures and it's going to be a smooth ride. Yeah, that's not the way this works. Now, can you overcome the hurdles? Yes. Can you overcome the obstacles? Yes. Can you become a thriving entrepreneur? Yes. But patience is required. It's that ability to go through the inevitable challenges of entrepreneurship without becoming so anxious, so annoyed, quitting, and the entire nine yards, right? So patience. People, you know, typically, you know, overestimate what they can do in a year, right? Oh, you know, my first year in business, I'm going to cross seven figures. I'm going to do all of that, which is great. I meant people have done it. People in the EntreMD business school have done it, right? Like, so it's not as though it cannot be done. But what happens is people really, really, really do underestimate what they can accomplish in 3 years, in 5 years, in 10 years. And if you know what you can accomplish in that time period, you will not quit. Like, you'll keep going. When the challenges come, you're like, oh, Dr. Una told me about you. I can take it, you know, and stuff like that. So because this is so critical, because this is so important, I wanted to come on and talk about how to develop, right, patience, how to build patience, how to recognize that this is a superpower that I need and, you know, develop it, right? Because if you're going to build a wildly successful business, you're going to need this, okay? All right. So I want to start off by saying that everybody does have an element of patience, right? There are things that you are patient with. So if you're a parent, you know, you've developed patience with your kids. If you're an employer, right, you've developed patience with your employees. You've developed patience with your clients and all those kind of things, right? And so there is patience that's already there. So, you know, like, we're not going to say I'm not a patient person. You're not going to say I can't weather storms and accomplish something. I mean, like, listen, you're a physician, right? So you weathered a lot of delays and difficulties and disappointments and challenges and all of that to become a physician, right? To get to this place. And so you have the capacity to do this, right? You do. So it's there. What we're talking about is how can I grow that? How can I have even more patience? How can stuff be going on in my business and I still hold my own, right? Until, you know, whatever needs to happen happens, okay? So the first thing, I'm going to give you three ways to develop, to grow patience, right? The first thing is to practice it. The first thing is to practice it. You're not going to become competent at something you don't practice. And so when challenges, disappointments, discouragement, when those things come, it is when this thing of, oh my goodness, I should just quit. Like, why am I bothering? You know, my business is a six-figure business or multiple six-figure business or seven, right? Maybe seven and you're trying to take it to eight and you're like, why bother? This is, you know, this is so much stress. This is not working out and all that. Like, when challenges show up, I want you to think of it like, oh, I'm in the gym. This is a gym session and this is a weight and I get to lift these weights so I can build my muscles, right? That's what this is. So when those opportunities come, you want to practice being patient. You want to practice weathering storms because, you know, the way my husband says, he says the price of greatness is pain. Like, how much pain are you willing to take? Like, at what point are you going to say, I quit? Are you going to take it, right? And get the results that you want. Okay. So It's the same as a gym, right? You practice it, and as you lift the weights, you build those muscles. So I want to give you an example, right? So the very first time we opened up enrollment to the EntreMD Business School ever, right? So this was in 2020. This was June 27, 2020. We opened enrollment to the school. I had just hosted EntreMD Live, which was a 6-hour event. We talked about speaking, you know, using speaking to grow your business. We talked about the different stages of entrepreneurship for a physician. We talked about social media. We talked about a lot of things. It was a big event. It was the first time we did it virtually, and we had 321 doctors registered, which is, I mean, that could have been 3 million, right? To me at the time, it could have been 3 million. So we had all these doctors registered. It was so good. Oh my goodness, it was so good. It was really good. And at the end of it, you know, I talked about the EntreMD Business School and I invited people to come join the school. Okay. And so for me, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, 320, we had as many as 200 on at the same time. And, you know, the school and all of this stuff. And I go to check, like, you know, I'm sure like 100 people would have signed up, and it was two. I mean, out of 200 people, two people signed up, like one, two, that's it. And all kinds of thoughts came to me, right? Because first of all, I'm like, well, here you are. You've been talking about marketing. You've been telling people what to do. And here you are marketing and nobody wants your stuff, right? Like, you suck. Like, and what are you even thinking about starting a business school? Like, Harvard has a business school. Emory has a business school. You have a business school. Like, who's fooling who? What are you doing? What are you doing? Right? And I was like, wow. So these two people, when I do orientation, then I have to tell them you're the only two people who signed up for the business school and all of that. And all these thoughts started coming, like, you should quit. Like, you should get out while you can. It's two people. You can refund their money. and, you know, tell them, hey, you know, yeah, I decided, you know, to open this up at a different day, like you, whatever you want to do. But it was an opportunity to practice patience, right? And so I had to sit and go like, okay, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to quit. I remember, you know, Michael Hyatt told a story, and he told this openly of how he did a launch. Now, I want you to imagine Michael Hyatt, right? He's running a, I don't know, multiple eight-figure business or whatever. And they had a product, you know, that they, like a course or so that they brought to the market, and nobody bought. I mean, like he has, I don't know, over 100,000 people, maybe hundreds of thousand people, hundred thousands of people on his email list and things like that. Nobody, not a soul, not a single person, right? And so I was like, you know what? He didn't quit. And look at him. I'm not going to quit. We're going to figure this out, because it starts from a decision, right? Like your patience, you're weathering difficult times that will inevitably show up in your business. I mean, like it starts from a decision. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to play small. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep pushing. Like that's where it starts from, right? And so that was the first thing. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go take a long shower, but I'm not quitting, right? We've done our best for today. I had the follow-up email I needed to send has gone out. I'm just going to take a shower and go to bed, and we'll continue tomorrow. Okay. And this is so crucial. Like, I just want you to decide. I'm not going to let a challenge make me quit. If I need to quit, then I will make a strategic decision. Like, we've looked at this business and, you know, we shouldn't be doing this. We're going to go in a different direction, but I'm not going to quit. Okay. So that's the first thing. That's practicing. Like, I don't stop. You know, I don't stop. I keep going. And sometimes keep going means stand, like just stand and say, I'm not stopping, you know? Okay. So that's the first thing. The second thing is your community. I cannot overemphasize. It is not possible for me to overemphasize the power of the community that you put yourself in. Okay. Sometimes people are like, well, you know, community is good if you have, it doesn't matter if you don't. But no, your community does not, everybody has a community. You either curated it or it's just random, right? You either curated it or it's random, right? So you have a community. You're either, you know, leaning all in and engaging and taking full advantage of your community, or you're not engaging with it, right? But we all have communities, and we're all engaged as much or as little as we want to. Your community has the power to keep you going when everything else wants to make you stop. It helps you to be patient. When you are in a community where you can see other doctors, other entrepreneurs walking the journey of entrepreneurship, it puts you in a place where you can go like, oh, okay, well, that's what happened to that doctor over there. So, and they weathered that storm, so I will too. I'll give you an example. There's a doctor in the EntreMD Business School. I can't wait till I get an opportunity to interview her. But she had a really, really, really rough Q4 of 2022. Really rough. Like, she's like, oh my goodness, my patient volume dropped by 25%. Now we dropped by 40%. I don't think we can make payroll. Like, I'm definitely not getting paid, but I don't know if I can make payroll for my staff. Oh, I had to lay somebody off. And this did not last a week or 2 weeks. This lasted over a month. I think at the end of the day, like altogether, not, you know, at some point started turning around, but altogether it was at least 8 weeks. But she kept going. Like, so in the middle of that, she's like, okay, so well, what can I do to increase my volume? What can I do to manage my expenses? What can I do to up-level my team so they're doing revenue generating activities so we can afford to keep the team the way it is? What, like, she was so generous that she shared her whole experience with the group. Like, she would post about it on, you know, in our Facebook group. And, you know, I was so grateful for it, because it was 8 weeks of watching somebody endure difficulty and challenges and all of that. And of course, the community came behind her to support her. But without knowing, she, by sharing her journey, was also supporting the community, right? Because she's giving us all the details of the things that are going on. Now, guess what happens when somebody in the community has a trying time in their business? They can remember, yeah, that's what she did. That's what she went through. And of course, at the end of the year, her big win was that they ended up doing better in that year than the year before. even with such a crappy fourth quarter. And, you know, it's because she fought. It's because she's like, one way or another, we're gonna win. We're coming out of this on top, right? And when you think about it, she has been an example for over 100 doctors, right? The community matters. And so being in a community where people are vulnerable, where they will share the good, the bad, the ugly, it matters. Being in a community of other people who are fighting and weathering storms and going through difficulties and conquering those difficulties, it matters. And that's the reason why when I started the EntreMD Business School, before that, I did a lot of one-on-one coaching. And people are like, no, I don't really want the community. I just want you. I'm here for you. And I'm like, I understand it. And I I'm appreciative of your perception of my value. But at the same time, my goodness, there is so much power in a curated community, which is what the community of the EntreMD Business School is, right? Like it's physician entrepreneurs who are committed to building successful businesses, committed to building, teams, committed to marketing like champions, committed to living life on their terms. And to be in that community, it helps you weather those storms. It helps you develop patience, right? And so when you start having challenges, you're like, my challenges are nothing compared to what that person had last week or that person had last month, okay? So that's the second thing. The third thing, and this piece, it seems so soft, and so it gets missed so often, but I can tell you, I have built multiple successful businesses. Okay. I have built seven-figure businesses, multiple seven-figure businesses, all kinds of stuff, right? And I will tell you that this is one of my most precious practices. Okay. And it is kind of a foundation we built for the EntreMD Business School. In the beginning, it was hard for people to do it, but now this is our norm. And that is this: train your eyes to see progress. Train your eyes to see progress. You haven't really hit the outcome you're looking for. You haven't quite hit the result you're looking for, but you are taking the actions to get there. You are seeing some milestones along the way that are being accomplished. You must be a person who does not just see the final outcome, but you're a person who sees the progress along the way. Because if you don't, it will be so hard to weather storms. It will be so hard to go through difficult times because you will always believe that nothing is working. Like if you find yourself saying things like nothing is working, please understand that this is a problem. Right? Because it's a marker that your eyes are not trained to see progress because it is always working, right? That's something we say in the business school all the time. It is always working. Okay. So let me take you back to the first time we opened up the EntreMD Business School for enrollment. I just told you that story. Okay, fine. Maybe I was looking for, I don't remember how many, I was looking for maybe 25 people at the time to join the school. And actually, you know what? I wanted to enroll 20 and I just had a 6-hour event and I only enrolled 2. Okay. So you might go like, so where's the progress in that, right? what's there to celebrate? Okay. Well, let's break this down. So first of all, I had never hosted a virtual 6-hour event. Okay. That had never happened. So what is that? Progress. I had never hosted any kind of virtual event, webinar, masterclass, any of those kind of things with 321 people, right? So guess what that is? Progress. Because of the number of people who were at the event and the number of people who talked about it and shared about it. I mean, people are going in Facebook groups saying, oh my goodness, I took so many notes. This event changed my life and all of these kind of things. Because of that, our positioning, right, in the physician community was up-leveled, right? Because people are like, oh, EntreMD, like, I didn't even know that was a thing. Our podcast, downloads surged because, people started finding us and things like that, okay? So that's number three. Number four, our audience grew, right? Because we had all those people register for it. Our mailing list was bigger and things like that. Number five, I had 2 people. Right? Like, did I have the 20 yet? No, but I had 2 people. I had proof of concept. I had people who voted with their wallets and said, we want to be in the EntreMD Business School, right? And so had I had the 20 yet? No. If that's where everything ended, would I have been thoroughly excited? Probably not, right? But here we are. And when I still had, 4 days of, emails and all of those kind of things to go. So I'm like, and you already got 10% of your goal. So would I have loved to close a lot more people? Yes. Am I supposed to work on my skill to be better able to close more people? Yes. But did I make progress? Yes, a lot of progress, right? And it is the understanding of that progress that allows you to continue to fight and to go forward and to push and to do all those things. You see what I'm saying? And so this is the deal. Train your eyes to see progress. Think about the milestones before the milestone. I'm a parent, you know, maybe you're listening to your parents. And if you're not a parent, you know children, right? If you think about the amount of time it takes a kid to develop, if the parent was waiting until they become a Harvard-trained neurosurgeon, they will never celebrate. But guess what? They have so many mini milestones to celebrate on the way. We celebrate the first smile. I mean, like, that's even going far. We celebrate the first poop. We celebrate the first pee. We celebrate the first smile. We celebrate the first time they roll over. We celebrate the first time they sit with support, sit without support. The first time they hold their bottle. The first time they crawl. The first time they stand. The first time they walk. The first time they run. The first time they say words. I mean, like, we celebrate all of that. That's why we can enjoy the journey of being a parent, right? In the same way, as an entrepreneur, train your eyes to see progress. Don't ever believe the lie that nothing is working. It's always working. Always. Okay? So why am I taking the time to do this? Because as an entrepreneur, if you can figure out patience, right, you'll find that you'll be able to do what it takes to thrive. You'll be able to dominate on social media because you're not the person who would do two posts and say, nobody liked my post, I quit, right? You'll be able to dominate as a podcaster or YouTuber or whatever because you're not going to say, oh, my downloads, I don't have 100,000 downloads in 5 months, I quit, right? You're going to be able to build a team, an A team that will allow you to have a bigger impact and then to live life on your terms, because you're not going to hire a person and a week into orientation, you're like, oh, this person isn't performing the way I want, I quit. Like, you will be able to weather all those storms and stay and stand and build a dominant brand that will serve a lot of people and that will create a lot of revenue and that will give you the freedom to live life and practice medicine on your terms. Patience. Little as it may seem, is such a game changer, okay? All right, so I've talked a lot about, you know, the EntreMD Business School came up a lot just because I am building the EntreMD Business School as the thing that I would need if I were trying to build my business, right? Whether that's a six-figure business, seven-figure, multiple seven-figure, I cannot wait till I say eight figures, but we're getting there, right? Okay. So I've talked about it a bit. And one of the things that, you know, the doctors in the business school are able to build is that patience is being able to stay there and cross your six figures, stay there and cross your half a million, stay there and cross your seven figures, is that ability to say, okay, I'm going to start building a team and weather the disappointments and the challenges and people not showing for interviews and team members not working out the way you thought they would. And then building a team that gives you freedom. And we're just celebrating. There's a doc who, you know, wanted to hire another doc and is going through this process. And there was some pain with it, right? There's some delays with it. There's some disappointments, challenges, all that. But she weathered it, right? She weathered it. And here she is at this point where, you know, it's all set in stone. Doc is ready to start. And she's like, I am so excited by the extra time that I'm going to get to be off. You know, I have an international wedding to go to and I just blocked the time. And we're you know, as long, you know, there's some other logistics we'll work on, but we're going. And it's just freedom. But the pathway to the freedom is patience with the challenges that are inevitable. Okay. Okay. So I've thrown a lot at you and, you know, you can take this and you can go build this. You can practice, you can curate a community, you can start training your eyes to see progress and all of that. If you want to do it and you want to do it in 10X style, I want to invite you to come join the EntreMD Business School. Now, the EntreMD Business School really is the community, the coaching, the accountability I wish I had on my journey as an entrepreneur, right? It's an experiential program. It's a transformational program. It's about implementation. It's about helping you to get the goals that you want to get to, really so that you can build a business that has a really big impact, build a business that creates financial freedom for you, and build a business that helps you, like supports you to create your dream life, which is you know, what I'm doing. And I want doctors to experience that too. And at this point, it's no longer my word. We have helped over 200 doctors, so many doctors with unbelievable stories. Okay, so I want to invite you, you know, to come join us. If you are committed to building a 6-7 multiple 7-figure business, 8-figure, remember I'm looking for that person. Okay. If you're committed to doing that, we are committed to supporting doctors who want to do that. Okay. Now, if you want to dabble, you're like, hey, I don't know, you know, I might try out this entrepreneur thing. Then I can guarantee you that the Entrepreneur Business School is not a good fit for you. But if you're committed, right, if you are what we would call an Olympian or we'll call a business athlete or we'll call, you know, like that kind of person that we are for you. Okay. So it is application only because we want to preserve the community that we built and we want to make sure it's a good fit for you. We're not trying to convince anybody to join the school. We want you to get to a point where you're like, absolutely, I should be in the Entrepreneur Business School or absolutely not. This is not a good fit for me. Right. So it's really to help you make a decision. So turning the application team we would review it and then Tim will get on a call with you and then we would love to welcome you to the school. Okay. So it's entremd.com/business. That's entremd.com/business. Now hear me. I am looking forward to meeting you, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, and hearing your stories of all the challenges that you overcame, all the times you could have quit, but you didn't. And you're like, oh my goodness, Dr. Una, on the other side of the challenge, the disappointment, the pain is a business I could not have dreamed of. And that is exactly like in the business school, that is what is happening. People are like, I knew I wanted to build a business, but I did not know this is what I was doing because the results are so much bigger, right? So much bigger. So I would love for that to be your story. Okay. So don't forget to share this episode with another doctor. We want, you know, as doctors, what I've been saying is that we are building the most innovative, most impactful, and most profitable businesses in all of the physician community. So I want to invite you, right, to see yourself that way, start building that way, weather storms that way, because you, my friend, you got this. Okay. So share it so another doctor can do it just like you are. And I'll see you on the next episode of the EntreMD podcast. Hey, if you love listening to the EntreMD podcast, I want to invite you to join EntreMD On Demand. It is my signature subscription program that gives you access to a library of business courses designed to help you do one thing as a physician entrepreneur, and that is to thrive. Just head out to EntreMD.com/on-demand, and I'd love to have you join us. See you on the inside.